Now, Howard, Claire says on Facebook, this one for you.
Why is my hay fever so bad this year?
Lots of people can identify with this. What do you think?
I think I'd better just say, first of all, I'm speaking from the plant perspective, and we maybe better ask Lawrence to give us the more medically based solution. But I think it's probably due to the fact that we had in the UK, we had a rather late spring this year, and then it suddenly went very dry. And so we've had a very short growing season. And there are some plants which are wind pollinated, which means that they produce huge amounts of pollen, which can then be dispersed on the wind to find the female parts of adjacent flowers. Plants like many trees and many grasses, of course. And so I think that the problem has been that there's just been not much rain to wash that pollen out. So there's just been a huge amount around.
And is that your experience, Lawrence? Are you seeing lots of patients complaining of hay fever symptoms?
Yeah, I mean, much more than normal. I think I've been a GP in South Cambridgeshire for 7 years, and this is definitely the worst year. So normally, probably this time of year, maybe 4 or 5 consultations a week with people with hay fever problems. I think we're kind of more like 20, 25 at the minute. So it's certainly a bad year for it.
And if you see a patient with those symptoms, what do you advise?
For the majority of people with hay fever, you've got to remember it's a really common condition. About 1 in 4 people suffer with hay fever. Most people, it's going to be fairly mild. They can get an antihistamine from the chemist, maybe a steroid nasal spray, some eye drops. It's only a small minority of people who are going to get more significant symptoms and going to need to come and see a doctor. And actually, if they see me, generally speaking, it's just similar types of products, but a little bit stronger prescription strength, more potent antihistamines. Usually we can get it fairly under control. You know, the good thing is it's something that goes away after a few weeks, usually anyway.
One symptom I've had of mild hay fever, is a little bit of hay fever myself, is that I can get my ears feeling itchy on the inside. So you can't actually scratch them, but you can feel the inside of your ears as if you want to get your finger in and really scratch it. But that was a fairly weak seg into this question for you, Lawrence, from James.